स्टार्ट विद नंदन भाई।
इंटरनेशनल क्रिकेट में खेलते हुए प्रेशर तो हमेशा रहता है, लेकिन जीतने के टाइम आप चेस कर रहे हो या मैच जीत रहे हो तो प्रेशर क्या होता है बैट्समैन जब अनफॉर्चुनेटली मैच चला जाता है फिर भी आप खेलते हो तो प्रेशर, और जैसे लास्ट मैच में हुआ कि बचाने के लिए, तो क्या आप कहोगे कि खेलना और प्रेशर में खेलना क्या फर्क होता है?
डिपेंड करता है सिचुएशन के ऊपर। आई थिंक अलग अलग सिचुएशंस में प्रेशर अलग तरीके से मेजर किया जा सकता है, और मैच बचाने का प्रेशर आई थिंक सबसे ज़्यादा होता है, क्योंकि जब मैच जीतने का प्रेशर होता है तो एटलीस्ट आपको आप अपने शॉट खेल सकते हैं, क्योंकि आपको टोटल चेस करना है। लेकिन जब मैच बचाना होता है तो आपको इंटेंट भी रखना पड़ता है, एट द सेम टाइम आप ज़्यादा शॉट भी नहीं खेल सकते हैं, तो बहुत सिलेक्टिव होना पड़ता है। तो आई थिंक वहाँ पे सबसे ज़्यादा कॉन्सेंट्रेशन की ज़रूरत होती है, और इसीलिए मैंने बोला लास्ट गेम में कि अच्छा अपॉर्चुनिटी हमारे लिए था अपनी गेम के बारे में सीखने का। काफ़ी लोग उसको अलग तरीके से देख रहे होंगे कि हम लोग स्ट्रगल किए या हमें प्रेशर में डाला गया, लेकिन एज अ क्रिकेटर इंटरनली हमें पता होता है कि हमने क्या सीखा उस चीज़ से, तो हम उस चीज़ को अलग तरीके से देखते हैं। अपनी अपनी चॉइस है उस सिचुएशन को देखने की, तो हमने उसको ऐसे अप्रोच किया कि आज हमारे पास अपॉर्चुनिटी है एक उस एस्पेक्ट को इम्प्रूव करने का जो हमें अगले 10-12 साल में बहुत ज़रूरत पड़ने वाली है, क्योंकि अगर सक्सेसफुल टीम होना है तो हर सिचुएशन को खेलना आना चाहिए। और अच्छी बात ये थी कि मेरे साथ 2-3 लोगों ने और अप्लाई किया और वो सिचुएशन को रिलिश किया, चेरिश किया, रादर देन उसको बहुत ज़्यादा प्रेशर की तरह लेना। तो आई थिंक वो मेरे लिए सबसे बड़ा एक पॉजिटिव था उस सिचुएशन में।
कुंतल,
देखिए हमने इसीलिए लास्ट मैच में भी कोशिश करी थी कि सब बेसिस कवर्ड हों, क्योंकि टॉस अपने कंट्रोल में नहीं होता है, लेकिन ऑब्वियसली अगर आप टॉस जीतते हैं तो थोड़ा एडवांटेज मिलता है इनिशियली, बट ऐसा नहीं है कि बिल्कुल ही आप यू नो बैकफुट पे हो जाएंगे और गेम में आपको डिसएडवांटेज होगा। तो आई थिंक टॉस की इम्पोर्टेंस रहती है, लेकिन टेस्ट क्रिकेट में आई डोंट थिंक इतनी रेलेवेंस होती है, क्योंकि जो टीम अच्छा खेलती है प्रेशर बना सकती है, वो कभी भी कमबैक कर सकती है, कभी भी डोमिनेट कर सकती है मैच को, अनलाइक ODI मैच जहाँ पे ड्यू फैक्टर और ये सब चीज़ें आती हैं। तो टॉस में थोड़ा इंपॉर्टेंस है, लेकिन आई डोंट थिंक कि उसकी वजह से गेम का रिजल्ट डिफाइन किया जा सकता है। There's nothing different that we need to do to deal with the situation. We had it pretty clear in our heads that KL you know is our number one choice along with Vijay, and when he is fit at any stage he comes back into the team and we are going to start with him. So that was the whole idea behind it. We were waiting for him to recover as soon as possible. In the meantime Gautam got the chances that he got, and he played really well in different situations, but you know that's how the team combinations go. If you want to play with the combination that you think has the best balance, you know, as far as the team is concerned, obviously as a captain and management we go with that. So we had it pretty clear in our heads that you know KL Rahul, as soon as he's fit, we'll call him back into the squad, be it pulling him out of a first class game as well in between, which is you know within the rules and within the regulations. So I don't think we needed to do anything, we needed to think any differently to call back KL into the team. We are actually glad that he's in the side back again.
Chetan.
Virat, from the last test match of this match, obviously there are different factors will change, pitch, toss, some things aren't in your control, some things might be in your control. So in terms of what's in your control, what different does the Indian team need to do to put the pressure back on England?
Catch the ball. That's all I can say to sum it up. We've got really well in the last 12 to 14 months, as I said after the game as well. In Test cricket, if you don't take your chances, then the game is very difficult to pull back. I think that was the main difference, rather than you know skill or pitch or toss. If you take your chances, you have a team 5 down for 100 compared to 3 down for 250. It's a different ball game altogether. So we need to catch well, we need to take our half chances, we need to be more focused in the field, and that makes a hell of a difference in the game. So that's something that we are really looking forward to correct in this game.
After your thoughts after Rajkot, do you expect the pitch to be much more to your liking this time round?
Well, we generally in Vizag, the pitch has always been something that helps the spinners. So I expect the wicket to do the same. We played a one day here as well. The spinners got a few wickets here. But at the same time, the quick bowlers also had a bit of assistance early on. So it's a wicket where obviously the spinners will find it really nice to bowl on. And I expect the same going into this game. As I mentioned in Rajkot as well, I was surprised to see that much grass on the wicket. So definitely I hope it's not the case this time around in Vizag, because we want to focus on our strengths and play the cricket that we have as a team at home and put pressure on the opposition.
Can I just ask now,
Virat, you spoke about how the second innings was an opportunity for you to learn about yourself. What is it that you learned about your batting?
To my biggest challenge was to not think too much about the situation that I was in. I think to find that balance was a revelation for my own mindset. Sometimes you tend to overthink, thinking too much about where the bowler is going to bowl or what he's trying to do to get you out and how much time is left in the day. Rather than that, I was just focusing on one ball at a time and trying to take my mind off the situation. Actually, that helps a lot in that particular situation, not actually thinking about it too much. So you need to put your mind off and back on as soon as possible to play that one particular delivery. So I think that was something that was a challenge for me, which I was able to do in the second innings, and that gave me more pleasure as a batsman than scoring a big 100 or getting a big score, because taking up a challenge is obviously something that always feels nice when you achieve it. And as I said, and as you mentioned as well, it was an opportunity for me to learn that, and that's something that I learned about myself.
Rohit?
Virat, something on a lighter note. Have you been affected by the demonetization? Have you gone to ATM or tuned out to change your whole credit? No.
I was actually... I was actually going to pay my hotel bill in Rajkot, and I was taking out the old money, and I forgot that it's not of any use anymore. So I could have actually signed on it and given it to people. It's that useless now. So yeah, it was. I think it's, for me, it's the greatest move that I've seen, in the history of Indian politics by far, hands down. I've been so impressed by it. It's unbelievable what's happened.
So Dinkar.
It's up to us to decide, sir. We'll still we have a team meeting in the evening, so we'll speak about all those things. I cannot give any pointers towards what we are going to do or who we are going to play. All possibilities. There are too many people in the squad, so you might see a few surprises tomorrow.
Last question in English, followed by last question in Hindi. Sriram Veera.
Related to it, after the Rajkot test, Amit Mishra in an interview to BCCI TV said that he was undercooked going into Rajkot, that he didn't have much matches, and also said, yes, I didn't bowl well in the first place. So how do you look at Mishra's, as such, I don't even think of Jai Kalpur? Or at least, if you can't answer the replacement, how are you looking at Mishra?
Obviously, in a series where you're playing against a top side, there's very less room for grooming people as such, if you get what I'm saying. So you need to figure out as a captain how comfortable you are with the guys who are going to take the field and how mentally prepared and aware they are walking into the field and how confident they are of picking up those wickets for you. So what you mentioned is obviously something that can happen to any bowler being out of rhythm or not having a good game. But eventually you have to figure out over a span of 2 or 3 days how the individual is feeling, how he's behaving, what his energies are like. So it's very important to observe all those things walking into a game against top side, because you need 11 players who are on the same page and who are aware and ready to go into battle. You can't have people who are not that quite there mentally. So that those are the things we figure out as a management group, and obviously we would like to take the best possible 11 onto the field, and the best bowlers who are mentally ready to pick up 20 wickets for us.
Last question, Nitin.
हाँ तो मतलब अच्छी बात है, पूजा तो अच्छी होती है.
नहीं
मुझे आइडिया नहीं.
थैंक यू वेरी मच.
थैंक यू.